We've been rolling through the Now Decatur Tournament of Grub, presented by the Country Financial Agency of Jeff Ludwig, Jim Anderson, and Zach Young. And sometimes we're going to feature restaurants that have already been eliminated, but right now is not not one of those times. Still in, onto the Sweet 16, is the Red Barn Kitchen. And joining us is their owner, executive chef, Dagan Stocks, and their operations manager, Alec Johnston. You guys are kind of in this together, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, I've heard nothing but, you know, a lot of times a place will open and maybe one person will say, I thought it was this. Everything I've heard, food's fantastic. Are you guys getting good feedback? Things going well? Numbers are working out?
Yeah, I think we've got a really positive response from the community, and we've seen a lot of folks that have been in, just in the 3 months we've been open, have been in 6-10 times.
Yeah. Yeah.
How cool really is good that? To see.
Yeah. Locations in the Decatur Airport. Mm-hmm. It was the old location of the main hangar restaurant. And did you guys modify it much, or?
We did. We renovated everything except for the rafters and ventilation that
really?
Was up in the ceiling, yes.
I feel like you guys did that quickly.
Dude, it's way different, Eric.
Really?
It's so nice.
I got to get
there.
Out there.
It's very nice.
It was like a month and a half, maybe.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good time.
Long
though.
Nights. We were there just every hour of the day trying to do everything ourselves.
So. Where's your food background from, Dagan?
So I'm from Mount Zion originally, and I went to Tech Academy when I was in high school here at the Decatur Tech Academy.
Yeah.
And went to Johnson & Wales in Denver and then Miami. And subsequently, I worked for some big name chefs kind of
really?
All over the U.S. in Denver, Miami, Naples, Florida, Vail, Colorado. So I've been kind of all over the place.
Yeah. Alec, what about you?
No food background for me. I'm more of the structure and making sure that Dagan's on time.
the business side.
Yeah, the business yeah. side of it.
You is this have you owned your own restaurant before, Dagan?
So this is my first one where I've been the owner. But I've opened in the last 10 years. I probably opened 12 places for big hotels and other chefs who I was the chef de cuisine for.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
You've been the head chef at a lot of these all these places, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's it's so cool. But I bet you've been a little nervous.
Yeah, exactly. It's a different feeling entirely when it's your name above the door. But I've had the good fortune of working for some really good leaders and great chefs that have kind of helped me progress and got me ready for
yeah.
it. But it's definitely a different beast.
When you guys got together and said, let's do this, how much had already been decided? Did you already know the name? Did you already know the location? Or did you say, let's see about this? And then you started looking.
So we kind of had the idea of what we wanted it to be concept wise. We wanted to do things at a really high level, like they would at a nice restaurant, but without pretension. And so then we were kind of looking for a spot, and when we walked into what was the main hangar, we looked up at the rafters and saw kind of looked like a barn wood rafters, and we looked out across the panoramic windows that run along the back, and we saw a few little red barns kind of dotting the landscape.
Yeah.
And we thought, well, that's something really great that the area is known for, something that was born out of necessity and needed to be there, and it wasn't painted red to look red.
Yeah,
so we got
it
kind of encapsulated what we were about in food too. So
the location and the name kind of grasped and named itself. It
yeah,
like.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I did see the post this week or last week that you're now going to start doing Sunday brunch on April 1st. I've looked it back up here, but you're open 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. every Sunday.
Yep.
No reservations. First come, first serve.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do reservations on normal days of the week?
We do, yes. Tuesday through Saturday, we take reservations, and right now we're open for dinner from 4 to 9.
Mm-hmm. For that relaxed environment, bottomless mimosas, Bloody Marys, bourbon punches, it's a day to come in and go as hard as you want on that
Absolutely.
Sunday.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Or just come in and get some great brunch.
Yeah, a little hair of the dog, or you can start Sunday fresh.
Uber indicator now in a 24-hour parking lot. So
Yeah, that's true. That's also true. And then maybe you're starting your week of vacation, or maybe you're leaving town.
Yeah, if you're flying out, we do get some passengers.
That's good. Dagan, what's the number one? You got to make some. You got to impress the president of some companies coming to town, and they're coming to Red Barn. And they just said, make us a menu.
Man, that's tough.
What would you make yourself?
What would I make myself? Right now we have a really great pork chop dish we're doing that I think is it's top shelf. But at any given time, I try to eat seasonally. So whatever's fresh and seasonal, if it's in the springtime, I'm looking at peas and asparagus and rhubarb. Later in the summer, I kind of go nuts for sweet corn like the whole community does here. So it's just kind of where we are in the year.
One thing I've loved about Paco or Robbie's or Jen Mill is they're not afraid to listen. Like if somebody tells you, you mentioned the sweet corn thing, you're not afraid you're not going to flip the menu, but you're going to throw a couple things out there and see what people like. And if it sticks, you're going to run with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And our menu changes probably a lot more than other places. We have certain things that have a format that we'll stick to, which is to say, like, if we're making buttermilk biscuits, maybe you come in the springtime and it has pea greens and goat cheese in it. You come in the wintertime, maybe it'll be chives and cheddar.
So there'll be a biscuit. It's just a different
presentation.
But yeah, we think it's, we always want to have something that people can feel comfortable to come back and know that they can get. But for the more adventurous eaters among us, we want to be able to try something new each time.
Wow,
so
that's awesome.
I think we try to kind of please both the clientele.
What are the normal hours? I know the Sunday hours.
So Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 9 p.m. is the kitchen. And then on the weekends, we stay open. Really, as long as there's enough people there drinking, but 10 o'clock usually is when the bar will shut down.
Get out there. What's the most ordered thing? Is it that pork chop?
The pork chop.
I've seen people talk about that pork chop.
It changes every couple weeks.
Really?
Chicken and waffles is probably
the first
biggest
menu
seller.
Was
you have chicken
and waffles.
And waffles?
I had chicken and waffles there. Yep.
Oh,
yeah.
Skybox used to have them. It was awesome.
The first menu was chicken and waffles was the most popular, but then we added. The horseshoe, and the horseshoe became the most popular, and then we added the pork chop, and it became the most popular. So, and it's a really nice spread on all the items on what's ordered.
That's cool. Well, keep doing what you're doing. I heard nothing but good feedback, and best of luck to you. It's a hard business to
Thank
get
you very
good at.
Much, yeah.
Thanks, Ryan.
Keep with the grind, and we wish you guys the best. And you're part of the Tournament of Grub. You're still alive.
Absolutely.
Have you been out there sharing it, getting people on there? Because you've got great vote totals.
We've told some family and friends.
Yeah, a little Facebook blast here and there.
Yeah. But
that's important. You got Aloha awaiting next, so I think it'll start tomorrow. And run until Wednesday at 4 o'clock. So that'll be Aloha against Red Barn, and then Casey Hall against Guadalajara will be next. But that's not going right now. It's the last four matchups of the second round of the Taters and Tom's Grill bracket. So best of luck, guys. Get after it.
Thanks for having us.